What is it like inside a computer program? Not all programs have a hollow inside. Some powerful programs are more like a wall. You get input, transform it, and output it so that another program can receive it as input. An example of such a program would be a video sharpener. Here, the video is broken down to separate image files, where each file is a movie frame. And then each image file is processed with a sharpening algorithm, one that removes blur, makes edges more pronounced, and maybe adds a sprinkle of noise. And then each of those images is sent as output, one at a time. It could be to another program, yes, or just a file where each frame is simply appended to the previous, again recreating a big video file. The reason why you convert everything into frames is conserving computer memory. You never load the entire movie at the same time. Just as many frames as you have CPU cores to perform all the transformations as soon as possible. Now, as to more creative programs, not necessarily more powerful, but more capacious, you kind of just sit down with pen and pencil and decide that your program is going to have hollow room on the inside. Though it may look ordinary to other programmers, your vision will reveal intricate structure. The reason why you would want rooms or hollow space in your application is purely compartmentalization. You want to put all the big things that all rooms always require in the same place that they all inherit from. And unusual things, such as window title bar, atop a desktop window, so that you will never encounter any code outside of the place where it is relevant. Only Windows have window title bars, so you only encounter them when you are inside your window code. This is a big deal, because programs get big, and all the little sorting that you do along the way really, really helps in the end. First, let's talk about rooms. What the heck does that even mean? Imagine an object called room that contains a list called rooms. And now understand that you can add a room object to the list called rooms inside a room. Basically, nesting rooms all the way down. It is a recursive nested data structure. You can even generalize it into a location object that contains a list of named locations. You can create a map of the universe, a text game, or multi-user dungeons here. Location named universe contains locations Milky Way and Andromeda. Both contain some inhabited planets and a supermassive black hole at their center. Finally, a more down-to-earth example. I am working on a panable and zoomable desktop that has windows, and I naturally think of them as having an inside. As in, inside the desktop, you have windows. And inside the window, you have a title bar. You attach a selectable feature to the title bar, and inside the selectable feature, you have the following. On window title bar click, if already selected, deselect all just to clear everything and start from scratch. Else, if the window is not selected, again, Deselect all to normalize everything and select the window being clicked on. And then there is a second part. Unclick while Control key is pressed. If selected, deselect just the window that you clicked on. Else, if not selected, add just this window to the existing selection without deselecting anything. So, when you hold the Control key, you can select multiple windows. And if you don't, everything gets deselected, and whatever window you are clicking on has the selection toggled. So, selectable has an inside, but it is not as pronounced as window or desktop. It's really just a feature. And once we start talking about clicking and Control key, there's no sense of nesting here or location. It's more like just events and simple logic. But look how beautifully organized this logic is. It is inside a selectable feature or trait, which is attached to a title bar, which lives inside a window, which itself is inside a desktop. You will never see the code for the selectable feature being used outside of a title bar. You will never see the title bar outside of a window, and you will never see the window in a place other than the desktop. Perfect code organization. You would be wrong to think that your programming language should tell you how to structure your programs. If your language does tell you how to write programs, find a better language. It is you who, when facing a feeling of impending complexity, decides to create a hierarchy of rooms, or containers, or objects, or locations, where you can compartmentalize everything, so that complex ideas from one concept don't leak out and trespass onto another. So what is inside a computer program? Often, some kind of a nested, recursive, self-similar, minimalist structure that the programmer, the engineer, can love. And it is a structure capable of compartmentalization while providing a clear and very uniform road to navigate the internal complexity and architecture of the program.